Okay, I've gotten so many comments recently. Also, ignore the frizzy hair. Actually, you know what? It doesn't matter. About how I do. I'm already getting distracted. Oh my gosh. How I do this like waterfall braid thing into like a regular braid. So I'll literally just show you. I only have a little piece of hair out. Usually, if I like start, I'll like take a chunk out. But you can see it's like kind of dirty, and I don't like the way that looks. So I'll just do like a tiny piece to like match it. Okay, I'm just gonna put this honestly over here. I'll pull that later. Okay. You're going to want to brush your hair. Also, if I'm looking over here, it's because there's a mirror. Right? I want you to take a section of the front part of your hair, like this. Okay? I'm giving you all, like, a full tutorial right now, because sometimes I feel like I don't do it well enough. Separate it into two parts. Twist away from you, okay? So now you have this little, like, twist-looking thing. You're holding the two pieces. I want you to take another section of hair from the bottom, add it to the bottom piece, just the bottom piece. I like to do this. Twist away from you, okay? Cool, cool, cool. Right, we got it. All right. Let's grab another piece. Take a little chunk of hair. Twist away from you. All right. Yeah, we got it. Good. You're pulling these tight. Hold these tight while you're doing this. Otherwise, up here will get all, like, bumpy. And unless you like it bumpy, which I don't, but if you want it bumpy, that's fine. Okay. We're going to take another section. Also, try and grab about even chunks every time you do this. Twist away. It's literally just like a turning motion. You'll get used to it really fast, you know, if you've never done it before. Don't worry about it. It'll take a couple of tries and then you'll be fine. Okay. And I'm going to do this again. Because every time you twist, the bottom strand alternates. So they end up being even. Okay. Twist, twist, twist. Make sure you're not getting all these parts caught together. Let me see when I did this. Let me feel. It's probably about right. All right. Now, what I noticed the other day when I was doing my hair is I've got one chunk, two chunk, three chunk. How many chunks or like sections does it take to make a normal braid, like a plait braid? Three, right? Okay. So just take this section. I kind of like to almost brush it this direction. That way there's no like bumps in the back of my head. I'm just going to grab that section, take these three, braid it. Just start braiding it. Wait. Just like that. See? And we're just gonna start braiding it all the way down my head. I'm grateful all the time. Okay. Hold on a second, move this. Yeah, that's good. Keep going. Regular braid tutorial. I don't know. I feel like to do this part, you probably just need to learn how to like do a regular braid. It's just a normal braid. I don't even know how to explain it because I do it on, like, autopilot. So I'm like, I don't know how to tell y'all about that one. But, let's see. Tell these are about even. They don't have to be exactly even, but whatever, you know. One ponytail, okay? Doot-doot. Ponytail that up. Like this. And sometimes I pull these out a little bit, just a little bit. And also sometimes up here, I like to just be very careful when you're doing this because you could ruin the whole thing, but like this can work. Okay, let's see if these were like an even amount. Did I just pull out some of my hair? Whatever, it's fine. I feel like I could have left some more strands out of the front, but you know, whatever. Maybe if I just like mess it up a little bit, it'll be good. Ta-da! And then usually I'd like to take a curling iron on the ends and just like curl them. But that's basically how I do it. It's like, it's pretty easy, pretty straightforward. If you don't know how to do regular braid, just YouTube it. Or TikTok it. I don't know, you could probably just look it up. I don't know how to explain it. But that's how I do it. Ta-da!